History is written by the victors, and as a result, the real history of Native peoples all over the world is all too rarely written. When it is, it'll be filled with stories that follow a pattern. Human rights taken away by force, destruction of the land and its people by colonizers from far away. Walter Echo Hawk is a Native American attorney and educator who has been involved with struggles for the rights of Native people all his life. As he says, indigenous rights are never freely given. They must be demanded, wrested away, and then vigilantly protected. He's with us in our studio. Walter, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
We were talking a little bit before the show, and I was remarking on how you managed to find optimism in what might seem to be, in some ways, a very dreary atmosphere.
Well, I think one always has to have optimism, especially in my line of work, you know, representing Native peoples in the legal arenas. And I've had to purge myself from not having optimism, you know,
Getting sort of bogged down in resentment and anger.
Right, right. In fact, I wrote my book, In the Courts of the Conqueror, which is a critical analysis of the dark side of federal Indian law.
Mm-hmm.
I think in part in an effort to purge myself of disappointed feelings in our judicial system. You know, what most people, when they tend to equate our courts with justice, you know, and mm-hmm. I think that's true in their finest hour. You know, I think our courts hand down wonderful decisions like Brown v. Board of Education mm-hmm. and others that really stir our hearts, you know.
Sure.
In their finest hour, you know, they really do reflect our ideals and values, but there's always this dark side of the law, you know, on the other side of the coin where, at its worst, the courts can actually have a perversion of justice, you know, and there's many examples of that in our legal history as well as in other countries. So we can't always equate justice with our, courts, even in our country, you know, that has gone so far to attempt to have a just judicial system, you know.
Has it, Walter? I mean, do you feel that America has gone pretty far in the direction of trying to?
Well, yes. You know, our nation has a very splendid human rights history, you know, beginning from the American Revolution and the writing of the Declaration of Independence. The founding fathers, you know, were aware of the natural rights of inherent rights of man that come to us from a higher source, and very familiar with those kinds of principles that are expressed in the Declaration of Independence. And I think we're on the lips of our people during the rise and expansion of the democracy, but we haven't always lived up to these human right principles.
One could argue, Walter, that we haven't ever lived up to those principles.
Well, you know,
it's beautiful language. Beautiful language being uttered while your people were being wiped out systematically.
Well, I think that's true. We haven't always lived up to them, but I think you know, as seen in the slavery institution and the denial of women rights, systematic
right.
discrimination of other minorities, treatment of Native Americans. Mm-hmm. But I think in almost every case, our core values that the founding fathers tried to articulate have impelled us to self-correct, you know. And even though that might be a work in progress, I know on Native peoples, we've come a long ways in recent years. We have an imperfect legal framework, I think we're standing now at the dawn of perhaps a new era in defining our Native rights as inherent human rights, which are coming to us now from a modern international human rights law that, if are extended to our native peoples, could be the last chapter in the American Revolution by extending at long last the founding core values of inherent rights to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness to the native people of the country. So
it will have taken a while.
Yes, yes.
Walter, you're a great believer in the better angels of our nature that you know, you see as eventually being able to prevail.
I have found as an indigenous rights attorney that most Americans, when educated with the facts at hand, usually act to do the right thing, you know, that our people are a fundamentally fair and just peoples, you know. And I feel that the biggest problem facing Native peoples and has always been this lack of reliable information about Native people, and that once educated, most of our fellow Americans invariably act to do the right thing. And that's the task of our advocates and our attorneys, is to educate policymakers, educate judges, that's been my experience, you know, and therefore that leaves me with a degree of optimism, even though today we do live in troubling times.
Those troubling times that we live in are frequently described as times in which the lesser angels of our nature, we're seeing a resurgence of a number of, racism incidents around the country, of various types of prejudice being acted upon. Do you see the pendulum swinging the other way at the moment?
I do. I feel like this is just my own personal opinion. Yeah. I'm not a sociologist or I feel that the Trump era is so out of step with our core American values and debasing those values, you know, that it's going to prompt, I think, a backlash to bring our peoples back to these core values that have always been a very splendid legacy of our people. And so, I feel that we'll bounce back, you know.
Backlash that would bring Native peoples along with it?
Yes, yes. I am very optimistic that we will all see a better day.
Because, you know, we've seen freedom movements in the past, and I'm thinking of the anti-war years and things in which really the rights of Native Americans were not discussed. Is it different now?
It's not, and I think that's a failing in our public discourse, you know, in the media and the coverage, you know, of our issues, and generally a lack of understanding of our contemporary indigenous issues.
Solution being what? Education of the public?
I think so. I think we need to learn our histories, and I feel like a lot of our fellow citizens, you know, are that live on the land, you know, are wanting to become more indigenous to the place that we live, and shed aspects of settlerism, are ready to come to terms, you know, with our native peoples, you know, and I feel like we're poised to do that. We've come a long ways under our existing legal framework. Today, we have a lot of educated native people that are very articulate, very versed, and sophisticated in the various professions, you know, and are ready for a discourse about Native peoples, And so I am optimistic.
Well, you've certainly, you know, it's taken a long journey to get there, I'm sure. Thanks very much for talking with us, Walter.
Been my pleasure.
Walter Echo Hawk is a Native American attorney, tribal judge, author, and law professor, and the University of Hawaii at Manoa's Spring 2018 Dan and Maggie Inouye Distinguished Chair in Democratic Ideals. He'll present a keynote lecture tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. in the UH Art Auditorium that is free and open to the public.